be surprised how many times I get comments from brothers and other preachers and men on the phone saying, Brother Starr, if you would just eliminate that last phrase you make on the radio, you probably wouldn't have yourself so much trouble. Amazing, isn't it? Jesus Christ is coming in your lifetime.
Then the old human mind starts thinking, well now, Brother Starr, some of the people hearing you are going to be dead tomorrow morning. That's right. But that doesn't mean Christ doesn't come in their lifetime. This generation is hearing me. This lifetime. This one. Then some fellow wrote me a nice long letter and said, you mean to tell me there's not going to be any more generations after this one? But I say this is the last generation. And of course, you see, anybody again with a spiritual mind would know that I'm referring to the last generation before the coming of Christ. But they want to take an issue with it. One brother came by here and wanted to live here. Of course, when we finally got down to the nitty-gritty, he just didn't believe this is the last generation. Well, if I could think of any one reason why God has used this ignoramus, this ignorant and unlearned preacher. One of the brothers who's coming down here asked me to write a resume. He said, tell us how long you've been in the ministry, because the court up there wants a resume to prove he's not coming to a cult. I said, man, that ain't going to work. I said, brother, I'm an ignorant guy. I said to the guy from the television show, I said, you guys are really stupid, aren't you? I said, what are you picking on somebody like me for? I ain't nobody. Yeah, but you're being talked about all over the nation. I said, what are you talking about? He said, our radio TV show goes into 86 markets, and they've all asked for you. I said, then so be it, sir. I said, you just let me know what the criteria is. Well, he said, I'm going to get somebody who's diametrically opposed to you. Good. That's fine. Get an atheist or an infidel. Or a socialist or a communist. It makes no difference. Get the Pope of Rome if you want to. I said, just make sure I get some time to talk. This one brother said, Brother Starr, this can't be the last generation. Now, I don't... See, again, I have problems understanding why people don't know. The church don't know that this is the one. And then tonight the Lord showed me why. I'm going to read it for you. An evil and an adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. Word of God not enough for them. This last generation is not only the last generation, it's an evil generation. It is not only the last generation before the coming of Christ, it is an adulterous one. It is an unfaithful one. It has no faithfulness to biblical principles, godly practices, or theological truths. It's adulterous. I'll tell you something else. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation. It is not only the last generation, it's an evil generation, an adulterous generation, and the most wicked generation that has ever existed in the entire annals of history. Jesus made it very clear that Sodom and Gomorrah would have repented if they would have seen and heard what this generation has seen and heard. Yes. The Tower of Babel that fell upon those wicked people, he said they would have repented long ago. If they had witnessed what this generation has witnessed, Bibles, preachers, churches, gospel, never has it ever happened like it's happened in this one. And yet there is no repentance. An evil generation. An adulterous generation. And a wicked generation. That's what God identifies the last generation as. Amen. The men of Nineveh shall rise up in judgment with this generation. And shall condemn it. The last generation is a condemned generation.
I'm not going to wait for y'all to respond. I'm going to preach this. You don't sit there like a bunch of dummies if you want to. You can't tell the anointing of God's on me again and you're blind as a bat. Men of Nineveh shall rise up in judgment with this generation. Which one? This one! This one! This one! This adulterous and evil and wicked generation! Every imagination of their mind is only evil continually. And if you keep a mind like theirs, you know what your mind is going to be? Evil. Your carnal mind is going to be evil. Evil! You're going to have to be renewed in the spirit of your mind! Maybe we know why so much evil comes out of some of us. An evil mind, an evil heart of unbelief that makes us depart from the living God. Makes us lose sight of the prize. The men of Nineveh shall rise up in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it. Because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. Behold, a greater than Jonah is here. Who's that?
What?
Nobody else. I'm greater than Jonah. Why? I've been endued with the power of God. I've been filled with the mighty Holy Ghost. I've been commissioned to preach in this last generation. Jonah couldn't hack it in this generation. For this evil and wicked and adulterous generation, God had to prepare a special man to preach to this hard-headed, hard-hearted, and rebellious generation. The Queen of the South shall rise up in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it. This is a condemned generation. No hope. No future. No salvation. For she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, a greater than Solomon is here. Where? Right here. Who? Me! Why? Because I'm telling you the Christ is coming. Divine wisdom! Hallelujah! Divine knowledge! Divine revelation! Jesus Christ is coming in your lifetime! This is the last generation! Solomon couldn't preach that. Solomon couldn't preach that. Jimmy Swaggart couldn't preach it. Jim Baker can't preach it. Billy Graham can't preach it. The Pope of Rome can't preach it. The only one that can preach it is someone who believes it. When the unclean spirit has gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places seeking rest and findeth none. Then he saith, I will return to my house from whence I came out. When he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Then goeth he, taketh with himself seven other spirits, more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also in this wicked generation. This last generation is going to be more wicked than even the first one that God had to destroy. When God cleansed the earth in the antediluvian age, he cast out the unclean spirit. He purged the earth. When he was finished, it was empty, swept, and garnished. He allowed man to come in a holy state and live one more time on a holy earth. But men again went away from God. And evil spirits came upon the face of the earth. And for nearly 4,000 years now, they have polluted mankind to the last state of this earth, the last generation, is worse
than it was in the days of Noah.
Last generation is an evil generation. Last generation is an idolatrous generation. Last generation is a wicked generation. And the last generation, the one you and I are living in now, is a condemned generation. There is no doubt in my mind about it. 40. For he is our God. We are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, if you're a child of God, you better hear his voice. Harden not your hearts. As in the days of provocation, that's when the people provoked God. That's when they said, can God prepare a table for us in the wilderness? They provoked God. This generation is a provoking generation. When your fathers tempted me, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. This generation is a generation that tempts God. Well, we sin so blindly. We as Christians live so carelessly. Do we tempt God? 40 years long was I grieved with this generation. This generation began May 14th, 1988. When Israel became a nation, when the fig tree budded. For 40 years, this last generation that began to witness the fulfillment of biblical prophecy that was bringing us up to the glorious coming of Christ has grieved the heart of God. It's a grieving generation. It is a people that do err in their heart. It's an erroneous generation. And they have not known my ways. The generation of people that don't know what God wants, who God is, or what God expects. Unto this generation I swear in my wrath. Thus saith Almighty God. Unto this generation I swear, saith God, you will not enter into my rest. Save yourselves from this generation. But this is a condemned generation! And I said, Brother Stair, what are you doing? I'm preaching under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. That's what I'm doing. I got it 5 minutes before I came out here. Like I always do. Walk around all day long trying to figure out what I'm going to preach. Trying to figure out how to get out of preaching. Then you hear sisters, Zimmerman say, we came down here to hear you preach and you ain't got nothing. You sit down and 5 minutes God fills your soul with a message that burns like holy fire. And then you all sit there like you don't even know you're hearing from the Word of God again. Remarkable thing. I was reading from 95th Psalm from the 7th verse. For the 95th Psalm. I want to read from the 7th verse of the book of Hebrews, the 3rd chapter. I read to you just recently, just I finished reading, from Psalms 95 and 3. Or 95 and 7. No, I'm reading from Hebrews 3 and 7. Caught my attention. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Same scripture. Only now, instead of a prophet writing it, now instead of an Old Testament saint writing it, now it's being written by the Holy Ghost! Amen. Establishing this witness to this last generation. When your fathers tempted me, proved me, even saw my work for 40 years, they witnessed my actual hand of fulfillment. And I was grieved with it. Grieved! The generation that has grieved the heart of God. How many times have we grieved them right here? We've been commanded to grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. You know what happens if you grieve the Holy Spirit? You lose your preserve. Have you forgot the second part of the verse? Grieve not the Holy Spirit whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. No, I didn't take time to find that one. I just have to remember it. Hello? Oh, it's you students of the Bible ever think you're going to get so much in your head you're going to outdo me?
Amen.
Like fire in my bones.
Amen.
Grieve not the Holy Spirit. This is the grieving generation, I'm telling you. God says, I am grieved with it. And he swear that this generation will not enter into his rest. You maintain status with this generation out here. You identify with this generation. You fit in with this generation. You are part of an evil generation, an adulterous generation, a wicked generation, and a condemned generation. Save yourself from this untoward generation. Hallelujah. My God, help us. Help us to do it, God. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, thou be found a liar. See what happens? You say something that God didn't say? One or two things going to happen before this year is out. Either I'm going to be found to be a liar, or God is going to be found to be true. This generation is going to get that witness, whether they like it or not. It's a condemned generation. It is now on borrowed time. Two things have I required of thee. Deny me them not before I die. Remove far from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me, lest I be full and deny thee. Say, who is the Lord? Lest I be poor and steal and take the name of my God in vain. Accuse not a servant unto his master, lest he curse thee, and thou be found guilty. For there is a generation that curseth their father and doth not bless their mother. That's this generation. It's a cursed generation. A homosexual curses his father. His father produced a son. His mother produced a son. He defies them and curses them and takes away the blessing of his mother. These lesbians out here, there's a generation that cursed their mother. Mama thought she had a daughter. Daddy thought he had a daughter. A cursed generation. There is a generation that are pure in their own eyes. This filthiness of homosexuality, drug addiction, immorality is pure in their own eyes. Yet it's not washed from their filthiness. You hear me, homosexual, lesbian, alcoholic, drug addiction? You're filthy! What about you, saint? Let us cleanse ourselves. Filthy. 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 There is a generation, oh, how lofty are their eyes. And their eyelids are lifted up, proud. There is a generation whose teeth are as swords, and your jaw teeth as knives to devour the poor from off the earth and the needy from among men. That's this generation. It's an evil generation. It's an adulterous generation. It's a wicked generation. It's a condemned generation. It's a cursed generation. And it's the last generation. Save yourself. Save yourself from it. Flee from the wrath to come. For this generation will not be spared from God's wrath. It will not be spared. It will not be spared. God is not going to do it. And people saying, Brother Stair, we don't need a sermon. Then why don't you help me preach it? I mean, I can go back in the room and preach by myself. Might do better. Thought I'd come out and get a little help. As the thief is ashamed when he is found, so is the house of Israel ashamed. They, their kings, their presidents, their congressmen, their governors, their senators, their kings, their princes, their priests, their prophets, their preachers, shamed, saying to the stork, thou art my father, and to a stone, thou hast brought me forth. Don't be a dummy. What are you trying to say? He said, you're serving a creature. You're making your own gods. They have turned their back onto me and not their face. They're not seeking me. They're fleeing from me. Then in the time of their trouble, they will arise and say, save us. But where are thy gods that thou hast made? That hast made thee? Let them arise if they can save thee in a time of trouble. Wherefore will you plead with me? You have all transgressed against me, saith the Lord. In vain have I smitten your children. I thought if I deal with your children, it would bring you back to me. I thought if I would correct you, you would return unto me. But you have received no correction. Your own sword hath devoured your prophets like a destroying lion. Philadelphia's in the news again. Such devastation, such corruption going on in that city. Such crime, such evil. And they have the nerve to persecute a prophet, to take issue with God's men. When they live in a city that is wholly given to abominations. Oh, generation, see ye the word of the Lord. Have I been a wilderness on Israel, a land of darkness? You mean I haven't told you? I haven't revealed to you? This is a generation of revelation. To whom much is given, much is required. We know much. Because of that revelation, we're a condemned generation. This is the last generation. Christ is coming before this one's over. He's coming in your lifetime. Prepare to meet your God. Seest thou not what they do in the streets? They're in the cities of America. That's not in the Bible. Oh, yes, it is. How do you say that? I can see afar off. The children gather wood. The fathers kindle the fire. Barbecuing generation. Women need their dough to make cakes to the Queen of Heaven. Hail Mary, full of grace. They cry out to the Mother of God, as they call it. To pour out their drink offerings unto other gods. Why do they do that? That they may provoke me to anger. Oh, God is a loving God. He's an angry God. This is a provoking generation. Do they provoke me to anger, saith the Lord? Do they not provoke themselves also to the confusion of their own faces? Don't even know what to do. A confused generation. Then will I cause to cease from the cities of America the voice of mirth, the voice of gladness, and the voice of the bridegroom, and the voice of the bride, for the land shall be desolate. I remember some years ago, I heard an old Russian evangelist when I was in the Nazarene church. He had got out of Russia. His heart was broken because of the way communism had swept across Russia. Christians were suffering. He used to sing an old song. Russia, dark Russia, how my heart does weep for thee. Instead of the United States of America carrying the light of the gospel to the Soviet Union, we have now quenched the light of the gospel in this country and are inviting the darkness of Soviet communism, atheism, and infidelism to come to the land of the free and the home of the brave, invited by our kings. We are a perverted generation! God have mercy on it. America will not be spared. I promise you that. It will not be spared. This nation is going to feel the hand of God's judgment and wrath as no other time. Then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. Then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. All the nations, all the different people are going to mourn. They're going to see the Son of Man not tiptoeing in, not sneaking in, coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. The King is coming. I'll learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, you know that summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when you shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily, I say unto you, this generation, this last generation, this evil generation, this adulterous generation, this wicked generation, this cursed generation, this condemned generation. I want to emphasize it. Condemned. It's condemned already. Any generation that receives the Son of God has life. It will live out its duration. But every generation that hath not the Son of God is condemned. This generation has refused to accept God's Son. It is a condemned generation. It has no light. It is not self-propagating. It will not produce another one. Who make things look dark, better for you to see the light. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Have you forgot? Your hope is in God. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. I will not trust the weakest frame, but wholly, completely lean on Jesus' name. You know, God begin to embed in my heart. He says, you finally get for those television screens that I want you to say one thing. I want you to reiterate your confidence in my word, regardless of how much they reject it. And then I want you to tell them one more thing, that heaven and earth shall pass away. But God's word will never pass away. I hope my eyes are like fire. This rebellious generation has said no to God for the last time. For as the lightning that lighteth out of the one part under heaven shineth onto the other part under heaven means no place is hid from it. There is no place that can block out lightning. It's seen in the darkest place anywhere. I was watching it last night, eyes closed tight, but I could see the lightning. This generation with its eyes closed have eyes, but they see not. They're going to see the coming of the Lord. Every eye is going to see Him. Especially those who have rejected Him and pierced Him. So shall also the Son of Man be in His day. This is His day. But first must He suffer. How does He do that? In us. First, we must suffer. Secondly, and be rejected of this generation. This is a Christ-rejecting generation. And the Christ in you, they reject. Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it. Whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. This is the last generation. It's a wicked generation, an adulterous generation, an evil generation, a condemned generation. A generation that will reject you and I and anyone who serves God. You are living in that generation now. You're at the end of it. It's almost finished. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that of the fruits of his loins, according to his flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. Yes, amen. He's seeing this before. He could see afar off. He's seeing this before. Here's the sepulcher over here. But he, David, this prophet, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ. That his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus, hallelujah, hath God raised up. Wherefore, we are all witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this whom you now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith unto himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool. This generation is God's footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves on this untoward generation. This is the last generation. Jesus Christ is coming in your lifetime. Prepare to meet your God. Our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I beseech you that you will allow the conviction of the Holy Ghost to rest on every one of us in this tabernacle, listening to the tape. And I pray, God, that the tape turned out well. For this must be preached. And I pray in the name of Jesus that you'll prepare this nation to hear this final warning that's rising daily within my bones. And that the children of God will hear and will save themselves. There is nothing for us to look forward to but the glorious coming of Jesus Christ. This generation is not going to be spared the wrath of God. But the children of God are not appointed to wrath. So help us to obtain eternal salvation through perseverance and patience. Teach us to walk in thy ways daily. In Jesus' name, amen. Shall we stand? I trust that you've been blessed or stirred or challenged as much as I have been. Go in peace and may the Lord go with you.